being drubbed so many times. Because I understand.
Don't say what do you mean so many times?
Can I finish my question?
Oh god.
I mean yeah. Khayalaji what?
No, I mean yeah. But it's football. It's football. You know.
No, I understand.
This thing happened.
You know what? Instead of Ojo, I feel like you should be the one Ojang. This time.
Yeah,
you know?
This time around you'll be the one who's kidding. Yeah, how are you doing, Odin? How was your weekend?
UJFM Drive, keeping you entertained. UJFM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
New stories making headlines aside, Eskom board no-show in parliament. And China ambassador says a new and suspected case of coronavirus is decreasing. And your trending stories aside include hashtag sauna debate, Malema and hashtag condolences. And taking a look at your financial indicators, the Rand is trading at 14 Rand 86 cents to the US dollar, 19 Rand 37 cents to the euro. One British pound will cost you 16 Rand 11 cents. Gold is selling at $1,576.75 a fine ounce. And in your weather, Johannesburg is mostly sunny with temperatures expected to peak at a high of 28 degrees and expected low of 16 degrees. For UJFM News, I'm Dominic Machola. More news updates to follow at 5 o'clock. Good afternoon.
Let's take another look at what's happening in the world of sports. We start off with football news. The Netherlands will play Greece and Wales as part of their preparations for this year's European Championship. They will host Greece on the 28th of May and Wales in Rotterdam on the 6th of June. The Netherlands have been drawn in Group C against Austria, Ukraine and a playoff winner. They will play their three group games in Amsterdam starting against Ukraine on the 14th of June. In cricket news, Alan Donald has been appointed as the new head coach of the Central Base franchise VKB Knights and will take over from Alan Crooker as of the 1st of May. Donald is a former South African player and is considered as one of the most successful fast bowlers of all time. The Bloemfontein-born legend made his debut for South Africa in 1991 and retired from international cricket in 2003. And finally, in tennis news, Kim Clijsters says she is going to plow ahead with her tennis comeback despite losing her return with a 6-2 and 7-6 to Garbiñe Muguruza in the opening round of the WTA event in Dubai. Four-time Grand Slam champion Clijsters had been out of the game for 7 years before the clash with Muguruza, who reached the final of the Australian Open last month and is keen to push ahead after an encouraging display against the world number 16. Sports on DJFM Drive.